No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Aaron, it's going to be an open lines program, and we welcome your call on whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Just want to mention we are having our all-day conference on the 23rd of October. Should be a great program, and we invite you to come. That's the all-day Radio Liberty program on the North Shore, Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And we'll probably have, in the neighborhood, we usually have about 150 people there. And anyway, you're going to have reservations because we're having lunch. So if you're interested in coming, when we usually have a good contingent from Colorado, our number 1-800-544-8927. Well, it's open lines, and our number is 877-254-7524, and we have a caller. Hi, who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Bonnie in Northern Colorado.
Hi, Bonnie.
Dr.
How are you
Stan,
doing?
Dr. Stan, I would like the people in Fort Collins to know that they got chemtrailed on September 20th. And September 22nd. And I also want to know that I was traveling on I-80 last week. And I passed two signs. The first one said Highway Patrol Checkpoint Ahead. And the next sign said Drug Dog in Use. I've been hearing that there have been checkpoints on interstates previously on the Alex Jones program. But I actually saw one myself. The signs were there, and they weren't the portable ones that they just hauled to the side of the road. So got chemtrailed on the 20th and the 22nd. And where I went, that Saturday on the 24th, they were getting chemtrailed in their town, too.
Well,
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
I think people have to understand that they are modifying the weather. They're doing this intentionally and purposely, and we're seeing terrible droughts in Texas like they haven't ever seen before, at least during the people's lifetimes there. We get calls from the people, and suddenly everything's drying up. It's terrible on the crops. Kansas.
Modifying the weather. They're spraying the human beings in those towns.
You're absolutely
right.
And if
people want to deny it and say, oh, that's not a chemtrail, that's a jet trail. Well, when you see a jet trail, they're completely different. But they blanket the sky. They blanketed the sky from east to west that day. I was out on my walk, and I might not have seen it, but I was looking up counting all the towers on the Fort Collins High School. I couldn't believe that they have that many towers on top of that high school. Antennas, rather. Anyway, I'll get off and listen. I'm just enraged about this. Checkpoint on Interstate 80, the chemtrailing, in Iowa where I headed, and the chemtrail in here the day before I left, and then my mail person told me they chemtrailed that Thursday too. So I'm going to listen. Please inform these people up here. They're sleeping, Dr. Stan. They're sleeping.
Things into the atmosphere, and they're getting into the ground and into the water and into the snowpack, and of course they're getting into our plants, and aluminum is a deadly poison taken in by people. So I share your concern. They're geoengineering the atmosphere. In fact, we're going to have at our conference, Rosalind Peterson's going to be there, and she has all these scientific studies, these government studies, where they actually admit what they're doing. But of course, because they control the media, the last thing they want the American people to know is they're contaminating purposely, maliciously, and viciously of the atmosphere, because they want to destroy the majority of the people in the world. And they're doing this not just in America, they're doing it all throughout the world. But after all, if you contaminate the food, the water, and the air, what a wonderful way to do it. And the average person has no idea, because this will never be intelligently discussed on programs like ABC, CBS, and NBC. I appreciate your call. Anything else you wanted to say? All right. Well, once again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But you'll certainly want to come if you possibly can and hear Rosalind. We're going to try to give her about an hour and a half to develop her ideas. And you want to get her material, and you want to get onto the Internet. And, of course, she's able to track down all these government studies and congressional studies. And there, and the congressional studies, they talk about geoengineering. And they admit that it may have all sorts of complications. Now, ordinarily in the congressional hearings, they don't admit they're doing it. They just give the techniques and the fact that there may be dangers. But certainly there are places in England, various government studies over there. Oh, and the English government is working with our government, but the English actually admit what they're doing. And then, of course, there is the admission that they put up this canopy over the entire East Coast. They actually admit that they did this canopy in the sky, with the idea that the canopy of aluminum and barium and other things will actually reflect the rays of sun. But of course, what it really does, it doesn't reflect rays of sun. The rays of sun will come through. The rays of sun can't get back out again, and basically it does tend to produce some global warming, because we are actively in a cooling phase, and people that don't understand down through the centuries why the Earth has had many phases, global warming and global cooling. And I always like to say, have you ever wondered why they call Greenland Greenland? Well, I mean, Greenland is just covered with ice. About 1,000 years ago, about the years 1,000, why it was green, and they grew grapes there. They had extensive farming in Greenland, and certainly the Vikings lived there, and they had all sorts of colonies. But then they began to get a global cooling in about the year 1300, and it became cooler and cooler, and the people were just forced to leave, and then the glaciers came, and that's what we have in Greenland today, is the glaciers. And we had a terrible cooling right up until about the 16th, 1700s, when we began another cycle of global warming. But it almost appears, well, the way the weather's been recently, we're having another global cooling, is probably because there's, well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524.
Pastor Michael, and encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe J. Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Doug, that is pretty, very interesting. As you in studying the geoengineering, how they do this, first of all, of course, they use rockets. We see rockets going up from NASA all the time, but they're on a secret mission. They won't tell anybody what they're doing. They're just secret rockets going up. Well, of course, a lot of these rockets are containing canisters with this aluminum, and they put in various forms, nano aluminum, and they could combine it to aluminum oxide or barium compounds, or the tungsten titanium compounds. And they use this to create a canopy. And basically, the idea is we'll have a canopy up there, up in the stratosphere, and that actually then will reflect the sun's light. The problem with putting the canopy is it won't stay there indefinitely. It gradually comes down to Earth. And this is why the level of aluminum in the soil and in the water and the snowpack is increasing. Of course, then the aluminum gets into the roots of the trees. Of course, the trees don't grow well, and then the trees begin dying. And this is really what's happening, whether they be palm trees in Hawaii, whether they be pine or other trees here in California, why in many places the forests are dying. And then, of course, you can get your forest fires, and just creates terrible, terrible problems. And the difficulty, there's always the law of unintended consequences when you are doing something and you don't know the long-term results of it. Whether it be the abortion program in Russia that began after the Communist Revolution, and they killed about 400, prevented the birth of about 400 million children there, and now they, of course, they have a real shortage of children. They're basically population is dying off in Russia. Seemed like a great idea, but now they're actually paying couples to have children because they've killed off something like 400 or prevented the birth of 400 million children. Well, the same thing is true with what they're doing with the weather. And so they could put the aluminum and these other things up in the sky with the rockets. They can also put them up with special planes that actually spray, and basically whether they are CIA planes or Evergreen planes or some other government department, I'm sure it varies. I'm sure they all work together. But it's all top secret, and if you work for government and you ever reveal what you'll be arrested and put in prison, and you'll be terribly treated. And that, of course, is a good incentive just to keep quiet. And this is one reason why people who work for the government will never come forward and admit what they know. So certainly the men on the USS Liberty. Remember the American naval ship that was attacked by the Israelis back in 1967. They were told if they ever revealed what happened that day, they would be sent to Leavenworth or worse. And, of course, or worse, they knew that they were being told by their officers they'd been killed, and not one man on that ship would tell what happened for 20 years. They all lived in fear. They wouldn't even tell their wives what happened. And then about 20 years later, one by one, they developed the courage to come forward. Of course, we have interviews. We have a four-tape set with survivors of the Liberty where they tell what really happened that day. Of course, everybody wants to label this as a Israeli crime. Basically, it was simply not an Israeli crime. Certainly, Peres, who was currently the president of Israel, was in charge of the military back in 1967. And, of course, he was working in cahoots with Robert McNamara and Lyndon Johnson, who wanted to kill all of the American soldiers, sailors on the Liberty. Lyndon Johnson said, I want that GD ship on the bottom of the ocean. But basically, they wanted it so they could justify a war with Egypt. They had to have a justification for war, just like we had to have a justification for going to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. And so they contrived a justification for that. Well, they contrived a justification for the attack on Egypt back in 1967. But that GD ship didn't go down, and I believe God intervened, and although we lost, I think 30 or 40 men were killed and an awful lot were wounded, and probably the majority of the crew was wounded, why the ship survived, but the men were afraid to speak out. Well, this same thing today with the people who were involved in the spraying. They don't dare come forward. If they do, they know there will be terrible and perhaps even deadly consequences. And if you don't believe that the government kills people, we have a four-tape set where I interview two CIA-trained assassins. They're assassins hired by our government to kill people. And one of the men was actually asked to kill a lieutenant commander, a naval commander. He didn't do it because there's no statute of limitations on murder. He may have committed other murders, and he's not about to admit them. But both of these men admit that they were hired by the CIA, and their job was to kill people. Well, basically, we have a caller. Our number again, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But they're killing Americans today with a whole gamut of things, whether it be their injections or their vaccinations, or they're withholding the treatments, effective treatments for cancer. But who do we have calling in?
Ann, my name's Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was interested that you came into Littleton to speak a couple weeks ago. I was out of town during that time and could not come to hear you. I would really be interested to have you share what you spoke on at that conference.
Well, I spoke on The Secret. Basically, how do you understand what's going on today and what these people are doing? And one of the things I do I did was simply go into the background of the fact that there is a secret out there. It's known to only a few people, most of the people involved. And what I did was I took the part from Morals and Dogma. And if you, this is, of course, the sort of the Bible for the Masons. And I simply quote about what happened in the Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, according to this passageway, why the Prince of Darkness, of course, created Adam. And then, of course, Adam was certainly part of the of both the light and the darkness. But then the angel of light came along and told Adam that, what he could do and how he could free himself. And so Adam followed the directions of the angel of light, was able to free himself, and really then to be able to live as a free man. But then, of course, the the demons got after Adam and told him that he shouldn't be doing these things. And you know, you read this thing through and you say, what in heaven's name are they talking about? Well, I use that as a background. I read it to the audience and I said, how many people here understand what I just read? I mean, Prince of Darkness, Angel of Light, demons telling, you know, Adam that he should follow the God's law, and the Angel of Light telling him he didn't have to follow God's law, and that he could really be free. And now, we had an audience probably about over 300 or 400 people at the time, and there wasn't one hand that went up because you can't understand that sort of thing. And then I went ahead and explained that this is the way it has always been. And I quote from a book written by Plutarch back in the first century, where a Plutarch quotes from Alexander the Great. And I remember, this is Alexander, I think, died in 322 B.C., and Plutarch is writing about 400 or 500 years later. And so basically, fairly close to the incident that occurred, and he quotes Alexander writing a letter to Aristotle. Alexander the Great writing a letter to Aristotle. And remember, Alexander the Great, with an army maybe of 35,000-37,000 Macedonians, conquers the known world. And nobody's ever asked, how could you do that? I mean, he took on Darius, you know, who had, you know, hundreds of thousands of men in his army, and elephants and archers, and, you know, certainly all sorts of mounted cavalry, and this little tiny Macedonian army conquers them. Well, Alexander had tapped into the secret knowledge, and there is secret knowledge out there that you can tap into, but we warn people, don't even think about doing it because it's the worst thing you can do. And God and the Holy Scriptures tells us that, there is a force out there you can tap into through mediums and fortune tellers and astrologers and diviners, but don't do it. My message is there is a force out there. You need to know it's there. You can't understand what's going on. But we've been told not to do it. Well, basically, Alexander had tapped into this force, and he writes a letter to Aristotle, his teacher. And he says, Aristotle, you've written a book about, of course, the esoteric message and the esoteric secrets. How can you do that? I'm able to control men, you know, because I have the ability, because I understand the secrets. And now you've told people what it's all about. And Aristotle writes back to Alexander and says, Alexander, you don't understand. You cannot grasp the secrets unless you've been instructed. And if you haven't been instructed, you can't understand them. You can read all the books you want to, and you're going to be just totally confused. Well, basically, Chris, that was the passage that I read to the audience about, you know, the Prince of Darkness having created Adam, and then Adam, you know, being freed by the Angel of Light. And, of course, the demons trying to get Alexander to do things, but the Angel of Light, of course, giving Adam freedom. And you read that, and your mind is incapable of understanding it. And that's exactly what Aristotle told Alexander. Unless you've been instructed in the secret, you can't understand it. So then I go through a discussion for about 20 minutes, and I explain to the audience that basically the people who are running things behind the scenes have embraced the Gnostic religion that believes there's two gods. The good God, who of course is Lucifer, and the bad God, who is the God who created the heaven and the earth, the one that we worship. And you say, well, that's crazy talk. And I agree, it's crazy. But they believe this. And they believe there's power you can tap into. And I believe that they're absolutely right on that, but they're tapping into a supernatural dimension that we were never to tap into. And unfortunately, we didn't have as much time to develop the ideas that I'd like to, but I got the basic idea out I hope that the audience understood we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are people who embrace the Gnostic belief today and worship Lucifer. And they're working at the highest levels of our government. They're working with our educational system. And there are a lot of people, of course, who are on the other side to understand what it's all about. But until we understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, and this is an age-old battle, the Gnostics were simply reflecting the views of the Zoroastrians and the Manichaeans, and then the Cathars in the 11th and 12th century embraced these ideas as well. And this is a recurrence. You know, this has been going on for thousands of years. And there really is another dimension that people tap into that dimension and worship the god of the other dimension. There really are. I mean, you go up on the internet and look up the Lucius Trust, and you go through their material, and although I think they've censored a little bit more recently, they will tell you that Lucifer got a bad rap. You know, he's not such a bad guy. This is the Lucius Trust, financed by some of the wealthiest people in America today. Does that answer the question? My telephone number is 1-888-877-254-7524. What? 877-254-7524.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm here at our Freedom Network. Is our caller still there, or did she leave? I guess she left, so our number is 877-254-7524. Is there anybody in the audience who was there? We had a fair number of people who listen to our programs because I'm amazed at how many, probably 20, 25 people came over when we were there in Littleton and thanked me for the program on the American Freedom Network, and they said they enjoyed listening on a regular basis. And I hope that they stayed for my talk. I was the last one. I went on at 8 o'clock. And, of course, I really didn't have time to get the full talk. I got most of it out. I had to skim over the last part. But I'm hoping that we were able to project to the audience what we're really up against. We are up against powerful spiritual forces. And these are truly Luciferian forces. People worship Lucifer. They think that he was really a good guy and that he is the true God. And the Gnostic belief is that there was there were two brothers. One was the God who created the heaven and earth. He wasn't very smart. He wasn't very, and wasn't very capable. And wasn't very powerful. And then there was the other God. Of course, his mother was Sophia, and the other God was Lucifer, and he is the one who gives us freedom. The God of this earth has all sorts of, he's got 10 commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou shalt not bear false witness. The God of this earth is a killjoy. He wants to tell us all the things we can't do, and Lucifer gives us freedom. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have some rules to live by, you're going to end with moral anarchy, which is what we have in America today. I mean, freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want to do, as the Luciferians would tell you. Freedom is the ability to do what you should do according to God's law, and you could have an organized and prosperous and peaceful society. Whereas if you follow Lucifer's dictates, why, you'll have chaos and you'll have war after war after war. And eventually, of course, the average person loses their freedom following this promise of there are no laws, there are no regulations. And what the trouble is that we get people in positions of power who will actually plan and scheme on killing billions of people. In fact, it's my contention, and we're going to document this fact at the conference we're going to be holding, that these wicked people have killed almost 2 billion people since the beginning of the 20th century. Almost, they've killed or prevented the births of almost 2 billion children, and certainly they've hundreds of thousands of people every month today, killing them. And they are in the process of killing off billions more. And that sounds pretty ridiculous, but how many people do you know who died of cancer? There are treatments for cancer. They are actively being withheld. And if you go into the background, as we go into in a great deal of detail, how they know that these treatments, like Dr. Baczynski's treatment, works. They know it works. They know that Laetrile works. They know that there are certain means by which you can improve the function of the immune system, and it'll take care of cancer. Instead, they give you chemotherapy and radiation, which destroy the immune system. So the cancer will grow more readily. And we have a war on cancer. We got more cancer than ever. Have you ever stopped and wondered why? Well, it's because they want to kill off large parts of the population. And as Dr. Richard Day said, and he's part and parcel of this, and we have the transcript of pretty well what he said, that we didn't talk in 1969, people are going to have to die of something. There are too many people. They might as well die of cancer. How could you condemn people to a horrible and painful death? Why, these people, of course, have a different world perspective, because in my contention, they worship a different God. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. That's what I'll be talking about at the conference. We do hope you'll come. Well, anyway, who's calling in?
Ruth. Hi.
Go ahead,
Ruth from Denver.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, I wanted. I heard you speak at the conference in Littleton. I first contacted you 10 years ago when you were.
I had to rush through it there.
When you were, when I was concerned about euthanasia.
Yes.
So I wanted to bring some Bible verses out about Lucifer.
Okay.
Okay, so the 14th chapter of Isaiah, you know.
Yes.
It's the only time Lucifer is mentioned in the Bible.
Right.
So, verse 12. How have you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who are weakened the nations? And then you go back to 5 and 6. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. He who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, persecuted and no one hinders. And then here's the verse. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Well, I was at a food bank, and I was talking to this lady, and she had this religion thing, and I thought it was Lucifer. So I told her about this verse, that Lucifer kills his own people. She said, yes, I know why he does it. She says he does it for energy. So, and you talked about Lucifer, and the Masonics have the architect of the universe. They call the architect of the universe Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so killing their own people. Now, I'm going to get on a little different subject right now. How can you kill your own family with rejection, abandonment, and incest? And how does the church kill? Well, there's a book called Fossilized Customs by Lou White. And on page 121, it says, the Babylonians had left the truth behind and produced their own system of religion based on sex. And one messianic pastor also told me he had seen this, that with Rome, it's sex. You know, the altar boys and all the stories in the news. So, whenever a person in a position of trust has sex or even an inappropriate touch with a person under them, that is like incest. And so that, like, really traumatizes them, and they can get, like, post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. The thing is that we live in a totally evil world today. And there, some of us, of course, who try to preserve moral standards, and we're hoping and praying there'll be a great revival, because this is the only thing that's going to stay in this world. God's proud, in my opinion. Hey, thank you so very much for calling. God bless. And our number again, 877-254-7524.
Carpet Magic in Greeley reminds us many families in our community need help making ends meet. You can make a real difference. When you're out shopping, just pick up an extra can or a box of non-perishable food to donate to our local food pantry. If we all make a small sacrifice, we can be a huge help to those who truly need it. This message is from Carpet Magic in Greeley. Call 970-339-3599. That's 970-339-3599. They're on the air because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guests are this morning, we have open lines. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And the things we're talking about this morning are not imaginary. They're very, very real. There is a supernatural realm. If you studied the scriptures, you'll know that why Jesus walked on water. He raised people from the dead. He was able to create miracles. And how do you do that sort of thing? This doesn't follow the rules of nature. Of course it doesn't. I mean, he was crucified, and he died, and he was resurrected, and he was able to appear in a locked room with his disciples. And, of course, that's the story of the Bible, and you either reject it or accept it. I happen to accept it, but if I accept it, I have to realize that these are supernatural things that are described. And, of course, if they're the supernatural things on the side of good in God, there are supernatural things on the side of the dark side. And if you have never read the book by Malachi Martin, who was a Jesuit priest, but he was a friend of ours, his book, Hostage to the Devil, We Carry. It was the first book I ever encountered on this subject that really intrigued me, and I've told the story before. But we were over in Hawaii, my wife and myself, and my wife stayed in the room while I went off to a medical meeting, and she picked up this book, Hostage to the Devil. She started to read it, and the bed began to shake and scared her to death. Well, she figured it was probably just an earthquake. She went downstairs, but nobody else in the hotel had felt the earthquake. And she didn't know what to make of it. And the next morning, when I went off the meeting, she started to pick up the book and sitting on the bed, and the bed began to shake. And, of course, she never would stay in that room again by herself. Well, anyway, of course, there really are supernatural powers out there, and you have to realize that. And the only way you can deal with them, of course, is a personal relationship with our Lord and relying on Him. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you're out there, give us a call. We'd love to hear what you have to say. If you have a question, comment, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Well, if you're not going to call in, well, we'll just have to get back to our original topic, which, of course, is weather modification. Now, we've actually compiled a fair amount of information on this. You will be able to hear Rosalind Peterson talking at our meeting, but we have a number of my interviews with Rosalind. And then, of course, we have a book on weather as a weapon. It's put up by me. We have a DVD. Weather as a Weapon, and it's put out by our good friend Bob Fletcher. And there's no question, they know how to modify the weather. They are modifying the weather. And then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on weather modification. We have a book on weather modification, too, written by Jerry Smith before he died. We have a 4-tape set on harp, and we have a book on harp. And we have a 4-tape set on chemtrails. You need to know this, and I think we actually have 2 4 tape sets on chemtrails. Who do we have calling in this morning?
From Denver.
Yes, go ahead.
I was at Littleton at the conference, and I'd gone there mainly to see and hear you because you were the only one that I recognized of the speakers other than Jesse Peterson, who's also informative and entertaining. But first of all, I was impressed at your height. I didn't expect you to be almost 7 feet tall, and that was the first shock. But, of course, I stayed till 8 at night just to hear you because that was I hear you at 8 in the morning and I wanted to hear you at 8 at night. And the purpose of this call is to thank you for your memory, for your ministry, for your speaking ability, and to let you know that I look forward to 8 every morning to hear you talk, and I feel blessed and informed from that experience.
Well, I don't take any credit for my height and my ability to talk, and my memory is what God has given me, and I'm so grateful for that. Were you able to understand what I was saying? Because I had to rush through there at the end. This was the problem, is that I didn't have the time to develop the ideas as much as I wanted to.
I realized that, and I felt bad that you were having to speed along because it was fascinating, and your encapsulating it this morning helped immensely to comprehend the subject matter. But I took notes, and it was incredible. It took preparation and study, and I so value people that do that and then transmit it out to us.
Well, of course, this one paragraph that comes from Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma, you know, about the what happened in the Garden of Eden when the Prince of Darkness created Adam and the Angel of Light, of course, mm-hmm. liberated him. And, you know, you read that, and then you ask the audience, what did I say? And nobody can figure it out. Because it goes contrary to everything we believe. And it is intentionally designed to confuse people.
Amen.
And it's little wonder today so few people really understand what's happening because nobody ever explains it to them. If you explain it to them, they can begin to grasp what it's about. It is contrary to everything we believe, and it is a false teaching. But unfortunately, many people of great wealth and power really do believe this sort of thing.
Right. Well, I thank you for explaining it and for your ability to speak using good English and not repetitious or using words too many times like I do, but conveying a message in clarity, and I just so value that.
Well, I appreciate so much your kind words, and I appreciate you coming to hear us. Anyway, bye-bye. God bless. Thanks
bye-bye.
So very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoy our programs when we do open lines, but I enjoy doing them, and I do appreciate the people calling in, especially I appreciate the people there in Colorado who came to the talk we gave in Littleton, and hopefully we're going to have it available on a DVD. They promised to get me a copy within a week. It's been pushing 2 weeks. I still don't have it, but hopefully we'll get it very soon. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners we are putting on an all-day conference here in California on the 23rd of October, and if you're able to come, we'd love to have you. It should be a great conference, and we're working very hard on our lecture, and I'm sure the other people who will be coming will do the same thing, but it should be a fascinating day. We're open the doors at 7:30. We'll start at 8:30, and of course we'll go through till about 6 o'clock. So we're serving lunch. You're going to have reservations. We have to know how many people are coming, so give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope if you are in a position to help Radio Liberty, I joined the Radio Liberty family of supporters. I would mention that we just picked up a new radio station in Las Vegas yesterday, and they actually called and asked if they could use our programming, and they're not going to charge us for it because they know our message and they want to get it out. So I was really flattered that Las Vegas is a city that I think needs the Christian message very, very strongly, because it's needed everywhere. The only way that America will survive if we have a revival and people turn back to the Lord. And I'm just hoping as time gets worse, people will begin to reevaluate what's important. And the one thing I can tell you, I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but I can tell you that things are going to get a lot worse. First of all, because we're in an impossible economic situation and political situation. But lastly, because, of course, there's no instance in history where a nation has turned against God, where that God is not eventually turned against that nation. And it may very well be, and it is, because the Masons control the Supreme Court, and they worship a different God, and they control the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, and nobody will ever tell. The Christian leaders won't tell the public that, and that the Masons worship a different God. Why? Because many of our Christian leaders are Masons, and they're there not to reveal, but to conceal the truth. This is the tragedy of what's going on today. They've infiltrated our churches, they've infiltrated our conservative organizations, they've infiltrated our liberal organizations, and they're constantly confusing us what's going on. Well, this is why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, and you need to get the syllabuses to go with them. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, certainly you can Watch the DVDs on our website if you'd like to. They're there. You can watch them for nothing. We hope you want to purchase them and copy them and get them out. People need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it's a spiritual battle for the souls of men of the survival of Christian civilizations. Go until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is 15.